It's Central Time. I'm Rob Ferrer.
And I'm Veronica Rickert. You're with us on the Ideas Network. Coming up, we'll hear about a unique exchange program that recently brought some German police officers to Wisconsin.
First, Wisconsin is one of two states in the country without a finalized state budget. The other state is Connecticut. For Wisconsin lawmakers, there are a number of sticking points, chief among them how to fund and pay for road repairs and other projects.
But the plan to build a Foxconn plant in Wisconsin could make passing a budget even more complicated.
Laurel White is our in-house state capitol reporter. She's with us to give us the latest. Laurel, welcome back.
Absolutely. Thanks for having me.
Well, what's the latest? This is getting more and more overdue. What do we know about where it stands now?
Well, it's just getting more and more complicated because of that Foxconn package that you guys mentioned. One of the biggest hang-ups with the state budget right now is just kind of how the Foxconn package plays into that. So we did get a couple answers on that today because of a new fiscal estimate from the state legislature's budget office. But lawmakers are still kind of holding out and waiting to make any budget decisions until they're able to process that a bit.
So how is this affecting it? Is the Foxconn deal being written into the budget, or is separate Foxconn legislation maybe going to have this fiscal impact that maybe makes some of the numbers currently in the budget less meaningful?
Well, sort of a bit of both. So an interesting piece of overlap between the Foxconn package and the state budget that's currently being negotiated is about $250 million in borrowing for a construction project on I-94 north-south in southeastern Wisconsin, which is where the Foxconn facility would be built. So as you know, the transportation budget was one of the biggest, if not the biggest, sticking point in the state budget. So a little bit of overlap there. If the Foxconn package is approved, that project is approved, that amount of bonding is approved. And as you might remember, Assembly Republicans in particular were concerned about a level of bonding that high in the state budget. So they might have some concerns about that in the Foxconn package, or because it's the Foxconn package and not the budget, they might decide it's worth it in that instance.
Yeah, and the latest on the transportation budget, even before this Foxconn deal, as I understand it, set me straight if I'm wrong, Assembly Republicans had wanted more revenue. They wanted some kind of tax increase or something. The Senate had wanted not that, none of that, but they wanted more borrowing. But the Assembly Republicans said no borrowing, and that's where it stuck, right?
Right. So the last big development that we had on the state budget, sans Foxconn, pre-Foxconn, was on July 20th. And that's when Assembly Republicans said that they accepted an offer from Governor Scott Walker to spend $200 million that he had originally proposed in the budget for tax cuts on road projects. So that would lower the amount of bonding to zero. Assembly Republicans were really excited about that. They said, hey, we've got a budget deal, let's move forward. But later that afternoon, Senate Republicans came out and said, we don't like this deal. We wanted to use that $200 million to offset the personal property tax, to eliminate the personal property tax in the state of Wisconsin. So we thought we had a deal on July 20th. Then we had some disagreement between the Assembly and the Senate. Folks were, you know, needing to kind of talk that through. And then the following Wednesday, July 26th, is when this Foxconn deal came out and sort of threw a wrench in all of the state budget negotiations.
So is there a negotiation going on now? Are people still meeting between the Assembly and the Senate to try to hash this out?
I believe so. So that's kind of an interesting thing that happened after this Foxconn deal was announced on July 26th. It became very Foxconn all the time. A lot of discussions about this. Of course, it's a historic proposal for an incentive package to bring a business to Wisconsin. So it makes sense that it sort of, you know, stole some headlines there from the state budget for a little bit. But when lawmakers started talking about Foxconn, a question that reporters asked Assembly Speaker Robin Voss is, what's your priority? Are you prioritizing the Foxconn negotiations or the budget negotiations? And Assembly Speaker Voss said, I think Foxconn should be the priority. The sooner we get this figured out, the sooner the facility construction starts and jobs start coming to Wisconsin, and, you know, we're really interested in that. And then later that day, Senate Majority Leader Scott Fitzgerald said, we think the priority should be the budget. So we know that The Senate is certainly focusing on the budget. They said that that's their priority. Senate Majority Leader Scott Fitzgerald said that he was planning to meet with the Assembly Speaker about budget priorities. Governor Scott Walker has said he thinks the legislature should be able to, quote, walk and chew gum, so kind of figure out the Foxconn thing and the state budget at the same time.
Has there been any argument over, you know, whether it's potato or potato at this point? It sounds like we're at that level where one side says one thing, the other side says no, the other thing.
Well, there's certainly some disagreement about prioritization and, you know, whether these things can happen exactly simultaneously or not. And the fact of the matter is, since the Foxconn deal has come out, we haven't gotten any major revelations about state budget negotiations that are separate from Foxconn. So that could certainly happen. We could certainly get news about that any time now, but there haven't been, you know, exclusively state budget negotiation breaking news events since that July 26th announcement.
Laurel White is with us, state capitol reporter, looking at the state budget and the Foxconn deal. And as she's been saying, they are influencing one another more and more, it seems like. And Laurel, speaking of breaking news, some new data came out about what a Foxconn deal might cost the state, when the state might break even on that. I know this is pretty new out, but you've been tweeting on this earlier. What are we seeing so far?
Yeah, so this is a really interesting development because this is something that state lawmakers have been really anxiously awaiting. This is something that Senate Majority Leader Scott Fitzgerald referenced when he said, you know, we want to prioritize the budget. We don't know a lot about the Foxconn deal. We've still got a lot of questions about the Foxconn deal. He wanted to know what the impact was going to be on the state budget that's currently being negotiated. So that estimate that came out today has that financial implication for the state budget. It's not a huge chunk of money. It's about $15.6 million for the 17-19 state budget. And, of course, in context, you know, the state budget, the biennial budget, is about $76 billion this time around. So the Senate now has the answer to that question. We also have the answer to a pretty interesting question for folks debating the Foxconn package as a whole, which is, how worth it are these financial incentives that the state is committing to pay out to Foxconn if they come here, that $3 billion? And we learned today, according to this fiscal estimate, that the state wouldn't break even on that $3 billion incentive package, wouldn't get that amount of money back until the year 2043.
And that, as I understand it, contains some assumptions in it about how many people end up being employed at this still hypothetical Foxconn plant and how many of them are Wisconsin workers versus Illinois workers.
That's right. So that estimate for the 2043 break-even point assumes that Foxconn will eventually employ the maximum number of workers that it's estimated to employ. That's 13,000 people. And it also assumes that those workers will be from the state of Wisconsin and not the state of Illinois. And so that's been a big part of the Foxconn debate. How many of these workers are going to come across state lines from Illinois because the facility is going to be located or would be located in southeastern Wisconsin that's pretty accessible to Illinois? So according to this estimate, if just 10% of the Foxconn workers come from Illinois, that pushes the break-even point for the state well past the year 2045.
Have there been reactions to this so far from lawmakers? Again, I know this is pretty fresh data.
Yeah, it's pretty new. You know, I'm actually getting emails in my inbox now with some of the first reactions. I've got a statement here from the Assembly Minority Leader, Democrat Peter Barca, and he says he's, quote, extremely concerned about the cost to Wisconsin taxpayers. He says the fiscal analysis released today creates new questions. So we're getting some pushback from this fiscal analysis already from some of the Democrats that have raised concerns about this package before. It'll be interesting to see what the majority Republicans think about these fiscal estimates.
Getting back to our starting point, the state budget, we don't have one. It is overdue, more than a month past due now. But in some ways, we can't oversell that point because We have a functioning budget in effect in Wisconsin, right? The old budget just keeps rolling until the new one gets in place. It's not a disaster.
Right, right. The state of Wisconsin is not like the federal government that shuts down if there's no new state, if there's no new budget. The way the state works is that if there isn't a new budget approved, we just continue operating from the previous approved biennial budget. So some people have said that could cause some problems a couple months down the line when we run out of money to do road projects, some of the majors, as they're called, big construction projects. When we get closer to the school year, schools might have some concerns about funding levels, but that is, in the weeks and months ahead at this point.
I know you have no crystal ball to predict when a budget is going to be in place, but is there a sense that there's any kind of light at the end of the tunnel, or are we where we were a month ago?
It's so hard to say. I wish I had that crystal ball. It would make my my job a lot easier, but I do know...
We'll get that in the budget next year.
Yeah, exactly. That would be great. So we do know that they want to get, particularly folks like Assembly Republicans, get the Foxconn package figured out pretty quickly. They were hoping to vote on that on the Assembly floor by the middle of this month. So if the Foxconn package gets wrapped up, that would probably mean good things for getting the state budget wrapped up. But as of today, right now, both of those seem to be in pretty complicated places.
Laurel White is the state capitol reporter for Wisconsin Public Radio, joins today with the latest on the state budget holdup. Laurel, thanks a lot for joining us.
Thanks for having me.
Coming up, we'll find out what City of Altoona is hoping to learn from an international police exchange program. Stay with us here on Central Time.